KRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israeli warplanes have struck in Gaza, including in some of the dwindling areas where Palestinians had been told to evacuate to the south.
The Israeli military's offensive against Hamas in Gaza continues with full force, despite growing pressure for more to be done to minimize civilian casualties. In the south, Israeli forces carried out more attacks on Khan Yunis, with fighting happening house to house.
That is BBC's Hugo Bachega reporting. Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent says the president should be much more vocal in his support for Israel as it battles Hamas. He says moral support is the one thing Israel needs most.
What the Israelis need more than anything else is our support for their narrative, for their explanation of why they're doing what they're doing. They don't need our tactical advice. They don't need our troops, by the way.
Former Senator Talent was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. President Biden was in Las Vegas on Friday to promote high-speed rail projects, including one to link Los Angeles with the self-proclaimed entertainment capital of the world. Despite his pitch, however, the president's poll numbers continue to remain on a losing streak. More details on that from correspondent George Williams.
The president assumed a promises-kept posture after this past week's announcement of a grant from the recent infrastructure law.
It means jobs, union jobs.
The federal contribution of $3 billion is $9 billion shy of the project's overall estimate. Even so, Mr. Biden took the opportunity to chide his predecessor.
Trump just talks the talk. We walk the walk.
Meanwhile, Friday's RealClearPolitics.com average of Mr. Biden's job approval has him at only 40%, with a disapproval of 56%, trailing Donald Trump by 4 percentage points at a similar point in their first terms. George Williams reporting.
And this is SRN News. Gay marriage is gaining acceptance in parts of Asia. Here's Michael Harrington.
The region is generally considered to be socially conservative and has been for centuries. But according to a poll from the Pew Research Center, nearly 70% of the people in Japan now believe that homosexuals should be allowed to legally wed. 65% of people in Vietnam feel the same way, as do about 60% of those in Hong Kong. India is split on the issue, while strong majorities in Indonesia and Malaysia oppose gay marriage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Islamic police in Nigeria are preventing young people from attending church. International Christian Concern reports local Muslim leaders have decided to enforce Sharia law on Christians in their neighborhoods. Last month, Islamic police caught 5 girls heading for church in Kano State and prevented them from attending. One of the girls told ICC the police threatened to kill the children if they try to go to church. Again, this is SRN News. As schools across the U.S. grapple with the student mental health crisis, the use of telehealth therapy for students has skyrocketed.
Video counseling at school was never an option before the pandemic. However, an analysis by the Associated Press has found the service is now so prevalent, it exists in 16 of the 20 largest school districts to reach millions of students. The rapid rise reflects the pressure schools face to address the crisis amid a shortage of counselors, leading to the use of federal pandemic relief money on teletherapy.
It's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Norway's government has made a deal with 2 large opposition parties to open the Arctic Ocean to seabed mineral exploration. According to the Norwegian Petroleum Directorate, there are metals and minerals on the seabed that are crucial for making things like batteries, wind turbines, PCs, and mobile phones. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.